The state Senate today heard a substitute for Governor Sarah Palin's resource rebate legislation. The governor's plan would give everyone in the state a one-time check for $1,200. But the new idea would focus only on the high cost of home heating oil and would offer the assistance of a per-home basis rather than an individual share. The new version would fix a $3 per gallon price for the first 600 gallons of fuel used by a residential customer. The state would cover any cost above that. Finance co-chair Lyman Hoffman says the goal was to create a simple way of helping as many people as possible. He admits there is a lot of homework involved, and it doesn't cover commercial users. But he said expanding it was cost prohibitive.
I would rather have probably the Chavez program, which Venezuela has, where they just it has worked in rural areas of the state where people sign up for 100 gallons and they go and check the program, the $100 off from a list of residential users. But that has worked fairly well in rural Alaska, and whether it would work on a statewide basis is questionable.
The new version caught the Palin administration off guard. Sarah Fisher Goad of the Alaska Energy Authority said she had not had much time to study it, but at first glance, she pointed to the new direction the legislature would take if this were to pass.
What was introduced was a rebate program for all eligible Alaskans with a minimal implementation cost, and could be used for a variety of needs for those eligible Alaskans. And what version M has done, it has narrowed the scope to about half the households.
The Finance Committee plan would be much less expensive than the governor's version, down from about $800 million to $173 million. The committee will hear from the administration again in future hearings. The special session on energy must conclude before midnight next Thursday.